All this brings us to the little slice of history found in the 8th chapter of the book of Esther. By now you're probably asking yourself what all this has to do with Esther. Everything, really. This is a chapter where a heart is so hard that it seemed it would never change. But it changes. The wall of a stubborn human heart collapses. Prior to this chapter, the scene was dark, but here God floods it with light. To borrow again from Betsy's words, there is no heart so hard that he cannot change it. There is no writing so permanent that he cannot erase it. There is no scene so dark that he cannot brighten it. An unchangeable heart. On that day, King Ahasuerus gave the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, to Queen Esther. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had disclosed what he was to her. Esther chapter 8, verse 1. Can this really be? Remember the mighty King Ahasuerus? The story begins with him front and center. When the curtain first went up, he was the main character. Let me remind you. Now it took place in the days of Ahasuerus, the Ahasuerus who reigned from India to Ethiopia over 127 provinces. In those days, as King Ahasuerus sat on his royal throne, which was in Susa, the capital. Esther chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. This man is powerful. This man can, with just a wave of his hand, cause people to live or die. This is the man who got rid of his wife, Queen Vashti, simply because she displeased him. This is the man who decided to promote Haman, who hated the Jews, to the position of prime minister. This is the man who said to Haman, "Here is my ring." Another way of saying, "Take my credit card. You sign for it. You pass the edicts." And those edicts were permanent. This is the man who willingly assented to Haman's plan to rid the king of Persia of an entire race of people. When this king's thumb went up, people lived. When it turned down, they were history. And all of a sudden, this is the man who changes his mind. He has held out his golden scepter to Esther and said, "Why are you troubled? What can I do for you? I would give up to half my kingdom for you." He has listened to Esther's plea and, as a result, has ordered Haman, his own recently appointed prime minister, to be impaled on the gallows upon which Haman had hoped to hang Mordecai. Now, he has given Haman's entire estate to Esther. This is evidence in extra-biblical literature, and I'm thinking particularly of the Greek historian Herodotus, that the property of condemned criminals reverted back to the crown. So in this case, the estate of Haman, a condemned criminal, would normally become the property of the king. But of all things, the king doesn't keep it. Instead, he gives it to Esther, who in turn gives it to Mordecai. For now she tells the king about Mordecai's relationship to her. And the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken away from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. Then Esther spoke again to the king, fell at his feet, wept, and implored him to avert the evil scheme of Haman the Agagite and his plot which he had devised against the Jews. Esther chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. No heart is so stubborn that God cannot penetrate it. No will is so determined that he cannot break through it, whatever he so desires. No one, no matter who and no matter how powerful, is a match for the living God. A repeating of Solomon's counsel is timely here. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. Every man's way is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. Proverbs 21, verses 1 and 2. The king's heart is like mush, like soft putty. We could say like Play-Doh in the hands of the Lord. Just for a moment, imagine another name in that proverb in place of the king. Someone who is giving you grief, perhaps. It may be one of your own grown wayward children. Maybe it's someone who represents a formidable presence, someone who haunts you and maybe wishes to bring you down. Stubborn person, right? Strong-hearted individual, correct? Imagine that heart that is so hard, so granite-like, changing into soft putty in the hands of the Lord. It's possible. There is no heart so stubborn that it cannot become breakable in the hands of the Lord. Many years ago, in another place and in another time of my life, I went through a dreadful experience with a person who decided to make me his enemy. I still do not know why. It remains a mystery. Nevertheless, it occurred. This individual decided to make my life miserable. He watched my every move. He questioned my decisions. He cast doubts on my ministry. This person applied pressure, sometimes to the point where I thought I would scream,